What are your thoughts on the bobblehead over there?
it's pretty cool. Our lovely media girl over there took some photos of me earlier in the year, and it's come out like that. It's good. It's just a little memorial thing that my family's asked for about 100 times, which is quite annoying. But hopefully the fans can join on and join on as members for the rest of the year, and might get their hands on one.
In every game, Sam, disappointing you couldn't get the points against Adelaide.
Yeah, it was. As a group, I know we're speaking about this a fair bit during the year, where we're growing as a group, but we're not very happy with not winning. We put ourselves in the game again this week and got our noses in front, but just not being able to finish it off it's been a bit disappointing. But we've done a strong review this week and hopefully rectify if we get in the situation again.
So what do you improve from the moment that Daisy kicks that goal to get in front to the end? What do you improve? What do you need to work on?
Some of the stuff we went through was more about just little moments in games. There's little moments that it might be a contest, it might be a kick that you've got that if you miss it has an impact on the end result. And we just got a few of them wrong in the last quarter. And Adelaide, they're a very good side and they make you pay for your mistakes. So that's probably what hurt us. And we gave up 4 goals late in the last quarter. And that was enough for them to hold on and to get the win against us.
You touched on the win there, Sam. The wins, the lack of them, I suppose. Have you got a target in mind? Is there something that would be satisfying to the club this year?
No, not really. We've obviously want to win as many games as we can, but as a group, we're more about our growth and development of not only our young guys, but our senior guys as well. We've had some pretty good years out of some of our senior leaders this year, and it's pleasing to see some of the growth. I think Charlie Curnow's really stepped up in the last couple of weeks, which is pleasing to see, and seeing where our group's going to go in the next few years.
Big game this weekend as well. A team that you challenged early in the year, another shot at them. They've got a few injuries. Do you see it as a real opportunity?
Yeah, obviously we go into every game with a strong plan to win the game, and that's no different this week. Melbourne are a really good side, and they've showed that they've played some really good football against some quality opposition. So we'll have our work cut out for us, and but we'll nut down a plan in a few days, and hit them with all we've got, and hopefully be a good game of footy.
Sam, pretty physical encounter with Melbourne last time. You expect more of the same?
Not so much. I guess that sort of panned out the way it did in round two, whenever we played them. So we don't go in the game expecting a more physical opposition than normal. It's see how the game pans out, and as I said, we'll make a strong plan to come and give them all we've got as a footy club, and hopefully get the result this week.
You got them in a good time because they've got some distractions this week with the tribunal and a few injuries to key guys as well.
I don't think in AFL footy you ever get a side at a good time. I think we're seeing this year in footy, if you think that you're going to win and you take that for granted with whatever their selection or whatever's going on, you get sat in your ass pretty quickly, and that's no different this week. We'll come in the same as we do every week, and that's preview their side and see how we can beat them, and come in with that strong plan. And one thing about our group that's been really good is we've been able to keep that week to week and stay competitive in most games. As I said before, the cherry on top will be just finishing off those last quarters.
So Jed Mann playing duck goods over the shoulder, how's he going?
Yeah, he's going really well. Obviously wasn't ideal last week. He was a bit knocked around for most of the week and just didn't get up for the game, but I'm pretty sure that he'll be ready to play this week.
Is he jumping out of his skin to get back out there?
Yeah, I think any player that is lucky enough to play in the AFL team is jumping out of their skin to come out every week.
What have you made of your own form this year, Sam, and the role you've played in this back line that people are talking about again with the club?
Form this year has been pleasing. I sort of carried on from where I was going last year, and I'm pretty lucky that we've got, as I said before, a really strong group of leaders that are playing very consistent footy for us as a club, and to have the young guys step up around me has been really pleasing in growing my own game. And that's the thing in AFL footy, if you don't adapt and you don't grow each year, then you'll find yourself on the scrap heap pretty quickly.
And it's obviously a pretty hectic lifestyle, the AFL world, but do you ever have a moment to look back at how far you've come since moving back from interstate?
No, not really. It's with footy, you're week to week. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it literally is. You finish a game, you review it, you preview the next, and you recover ready to go for the week. It's not until people I've spoke to, it's not until they finish footy that they sit back and reflect on their careers. And I'm the same. You just get stuck in the grind of footy, and I love it. It's part of probably who I am now as a footballer. You live for the week to week grind that footy is, and the previews and the reviews and the the plans to go out and compete on Saturday or Sunday whenever you play.
Happier and more settled though, generally in life being back here?
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously closer to family and friends, and the opportunity to see them on a regular basis is something that I cherish. Obviously not getting it for a while up in Brisbane, but then coming back and seeing my family a lot more, it's something that I do cherish a fair bit more. And I think being happy sort of makes you play better footy, and that's probably where it's come from.
Are you pleased they've been able to, I guess, get back on the track of retaining players and sort of heading in the right direction now up there at the Lions?
Yeah, I was really pleased to see Shacky re-sign this year as a AFL observer. And but they've got some talented kids up there and a good few players. I think Dane Zorko's a star of the competition and probably doesn't get as much recognition as he deserves. But they've got a good list and they're growing just like we are, and play them in a few weeks, which will be exciting.
How's Ed?
Ed, he's not allowed to talk too much, but I think he's out for at least a week or two now, and it's pretty funny seeing Ed try not to talk. He was speaking in sign language in the meeting the other day. It's a strange injury, but it's one that he'll attack once he's back ready to go, and he'll come straight back in the team and perform for us.
Does it change? Because he loves a chat.
It is. It's to keep a Kerno quiet. It's actually quite pleasing around the club, so. It is good. I've given both Charlie and Ed some lifts to the club at different times, and to keep them quiet's been pretty good.